Today's Ace on the House is sponsored by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, give them a call, 866-347-5748, or you can visit their website at smartterm.com. Again, give Encore a call, see if they can help you save. Let them do the work for you. 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found at smartterm.com.
Hi, I'm Larry Miller, but in a way, aren't we all? And this week, on This Week with Larry Miller, I give you the color commentary and the play-by-play on my family Thanksgiving. I'll bet it was just like yours. Remember, tune into our website, LarryMillerPodcast.com, and we'll see you here.
This is Corolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the Ace Man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Raise on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Porcelain Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. Mandate. Get it on and welcome to yet another Ace on the House. That's Ray Oldhoffer over there.
Hi.
Happy to welcome back Lorenzo Neal.
Thank you.
Lorenzo, the only fullback named to the all-decade team, 17 years in the NFL, four Pro Bowls, four all-pro teams. Now, Lorenzo, I always just know you from San Diego. I see you as a supercharger. And it's always weird when you see a guy, you go, well, that guy played his whole career at San Diego, and then it went, played for eight teams. But was it one team for 10 years and then eight teams for 7 years? Is it that kind of a thing?
It can be. Great question. When I played with the New Orleans Saints for 4 years, that's where I got drafted at with the Saints. And then from there, I was free agent, went to the Jets 1 year, and I was traded from the Jets to Tampa Bay. And then I became that journeyman. Then I went to Tennessee Titans, played there 2 years, and you're wearing this hat today, the Rams. So I'm having flashbacks, Adam, because you know the Rams beat us that one yard at Super Bowl. So that was tough. So that was scarred me my whole career. And then I went on to play with Cincinnati.
Yeah.
In San Diego.
Well, I've got another Rams beanie story.
Rams beanie scars me too because, Ray, how old were we? I mean, we were in the eighth grade.
Something like that, yeah.
I lent Ray my Rams beanie.
This is when they had the different blue.
But by the way,
the bright blue.
There's so much shit coming out of China now. Could you imagine my kids lending another kid, hey, can I borrow your hat for a week? Like,
that'd
what? I got 5,000 hats. I have a team of children making hats for me in Indonesia right now. I have a hatporium right now.
Like, that's how it wasn't for us, though.
Did he give you your hat back? Did you get your hat back?
Oh, yeah, he gave my hat back.
Oh, wow, Ray.
Yeah, he handed it to me like you would hand
a sack lunch
back to someone, and when I opened it up, he'd shit in it. He shit in my hat.
No wonder you're talking about pissing on the Ray and Lorenzo show. Oh, my God. He's shitting your hat.
He's shitting my hat.
Let's pray for him right now. Baby Jesus, help this guy.
Listen, I had to return the hat. I didn't want to. What am I going to do?
By the way,
it's instinct.
Valuable lesson learned for me. Like, what is the message here? Lend somebody your Rams beanie, and they will shit in it and return it. Actually, I should have probably stopped at that moment and went, you know what? This is a nice life lesson right here. You lend someone your Rams. Now, it just happens metaphorically and symbolically and financially to me. But back then, I should have taken it as a message, which is do somebody a kind gesture, lend them something, put yourself out for someone, they'll shit in your Rams beanie and hand it back to you.
And Ace, I mean, this guy, he still follows you around. You're still helping him out. You're buying his shit that he gives you.
I should have.
And you're still buying it.
I should have.
Come on. I mean, listen, when push comes to shove, Adam's my brother, period. Done. Yeah. It's like blood.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The problem, first off, how many of your brothers do you even like?
Exactly.
Mine?
Yeah.
Honestly?
1.5.
Three, seven eighths.
I mean, you have three brothers. Are we into percentages here?
In youth, you know. No, I love them all now.
Well,
now I do, but now it's different.
One of them you tortured.
Two of them I tortured.
Yeah, but one you severely tortured.
Which one?
Rich.
No, Ron. I'd say tortured more.
I'd say you tortured Rich more.
All right.
All right.
Let me call in.
And then Rob sort of tortured you.
Right. So it was a trickle-down effect.
Thank God.
Rob was an asshole. He'd tear my shirt every Christmas.
Thank God.
Until I shit in his beanie.
Yeah, you guys all.
It was over.
Thank God they all lived in a small apartment. Jesus Christ.
You visit them often?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. They had food. Ray's mom cooked.
My mom
food.
She'd cook it up. She was good.
It was back when people cooked. Like when moms, you know, Ray's mom's German, so Ray's mom cooked German food, and that's good food. And I went over wherever there was good food.
Adam, sit down.
That's where I was. Yeah. I just would gravitate, you know, like, I mean, I think almost any animal in the animal kingdom, whether you're bear or raccoon or whatever, you just start floating over toward the camp where there's
sure.
some food, you know.
No question.
That's just how we're built.
And then you urinate and defecate at the camp. It's a full circle.
The shit in the beanie was a small price to pay for the schnitzel. And the sauerkraut that I was able to receive over at the Old Hoffer House.
You're welcome. Yeah. See, it all worked out.
Yeah, it all worked out.
Let me see your beanie.
It's a different beanie.
That's a nice beanie. Hey, I had a question for you. Since I know you do a lot of things with charities, and you're always philanthropic with you do a lot of great things for people.
I just got to stop you. I don't do a ton of things. I get asked to do a ton of things, and I don't turn them down.
That's usually how it happens. You're like, right. Okay, I guess. So I was thinking, I had D2, he presented a question to me, and I see we're talking about your lecherous boxing and how you are, and you know what? He said, you know what, maybe you and I should get in the ring, go a little for charity, go a couple rounds, and we'll get our good buddy Rich Eisen to go ahead and ref it. I think we can get I think you can raise a lot of money.
Yeah, kill a lot of brain cells. Your brother Eddie was a heavyweight fighter. I'm looking at here.
Yeah.
No, Lorenzo, you're way too powerful a man for me. I learned that. I did this thing once where I thought I was screwing around with Brian Cox.
Oh,
who's insane.
Because, yeah.
He's a large man, but he's also nuts.
Nuts.
It's a good combo. Did he shit in your beanie?
Wait, you were Brian Cox, linebacker.
Yeah.
B-Cox, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're doing some thing over on, like, the sports, you know, whatever. And they thought, hey, put on these giant novelty boxing gloves. And I and the next thing you know, Brian Cox is running at me trying to kill me. But what they don't tell you is those giant novelty boxing gloves have, like, a broom handle in them that you hang on to. Like, when you slide your hand into it, you hang on. Now, if you're punching straight, you're getting hit with a pillow. But if you're banging a guy on top of the head, like when you're doing the hammer fist that Brian Cox is, you know, swinging wild from the fence, you're getting hit with the end of a stick.
Oh, my God. It took off running. What the hell?
I was this close. I was too dazed. Brian Cox is, like, quietly, probably one of the scarier dudes ever put on cleats in the NFL, right?
Yeah, yeah. Played for Miami for a
No question.
Right?
Crazy. Crazy. Yeah. And Chicago and Bears. And he played and for the Bears and the Jets in Miami. He was crazy.
Yeah.
Brian Cox, crazy.
One of the first. He was one of these guys. You guys should put together a list of guys you knew from their weird uniform accoutrement. He had the weird. He didn't have the neck roll.
Right.
He had that weird little billboard that came up behind his head. They're guys like Jackie Slater had the extra face mask screwed on top of his face mask.
Sure.
I don't know anybody else who played with two face masks. Like I've seen,
but Jackie Slater is safe and sane. He was like a good guy. I remember.
Yeah, but I'm saying who you know, there. You guys should come up with a power rankings list of dudes. You know, Walter Payton had the spats with the black cleats under there,
and the neck roll too.
No.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he had a toilet seat. Yeah, Suey had like
the roll. Suey had the one roll, the donut roll. Yeah.
Had, like the roll.
Yeah.
Like Peyton had like, kind of the toilet seat variety. Did he always have, did he play that? Did he have that toilet seat?
He was one of my favorite players ever.
Certain dudes had their, you know, Dion always had his belt undone.
Yep. And the towel. Yep. Yeah. Michael and.
I'm trying to
think.
They
always look laxed out there.
And then who was it? Billy White Shoes Johnson had the white spat, and he started the little Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and he had a great touchdown move.
Dance, yeah.
Where
yeah.
he'd do the leg chicken wobble right. in and out. And then but he also finish it off with the throw.
Right, with the.
Yeah.
He'd throw the ball and then catch it behind his, let it roll down his back and catch it behind his back. Trying to think. And like I said, Jackie Slater, there's a lot of guys. Well, first off, it was a weird thing in football that. Like, they'd go, well, I'm a kicker, so I don't really need a big face mask. And they go, well, get the hacksaw out, and let's see if we can make you one. It's right. like, well, let's just go ahead and break down and make a mask for the kicker.
Exactly.
But a lot of the guys
like
you'd see,
money.
Well, they cut off. I swear to God, Ken Stabler wore a face mask where it looked like they just cut off the top of the birdcage. Right. It was literally hacksaw
Plunkett,
off.
Too. I think Plunkett had that kind of face mask, big open.
He had a few bar. Going. At a few different times, and then there are guys who graduated into all different ones, like Terry Bradshaw. I think he had like the single bar, and they had like the mini double bar, but it was mini, and then he had the full. But right,
LT used to have a big one too. That whole down.
I'm just saying, chest. Jackie Slater, only dude who had a regular face mask and then a second.
That was unbelievable. Yeah,
this is before
Darth Vader.
Yeah, now you didn't want to get his like eyes scratched, but it's like. Didn't somebody figure out the little piece of plexiglass part in 1987?
I know.
You know, what year was this? We didn't have sunglasses. We didn't have windshields and airplanes and cars. Like, nobody could figure out the. That is a picture of Slater without the extra face mask on there.
Wow.
Just got Gary
Square
Heftar
box.
Never disappoints. You got to go back. You got to go
early.
You got to go early.
Late 70s.
You got to go early, Slater. And then you'll see it.
And then Chris Barr, you got to get his little face mask. Chris Barr.
Well, that was just the single.
That was just
him and Chris and Matt. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well,
the two the
same one
brothers.
Theismann had.
But, yeah.
But see, Chris Barr had his pulled down like a chin strap. Like he literally had his lower.
Here,
yes,
yeah. He did.
You're right. On it. See,
I'm
Ace
on
is on it.
I know face mask. Also, you know what I don't understand? The other thing I don't understand about football, and then we're going right to we're going right to fixing up the house.
Let's fix some houses.
When I see, I think it's a guy like, Tony Romo. Tony Romo. There's a couple other guys in the league. Maybe one of the Mannings, maybe Eli Manning. Stuff. Their chin strap is hard and it has like a gel
right,
in it,
so,
right?
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many quarterbacks got their chin busted open just because they were wearing the old school just, you know, cloth, whatever. Right. It was a bike helmet, whatever, just nothing. The guy come up with the crown of the helmet from underneath coming around the end. The aforementioned LT is coming around the corner. He's getting low because he's trying to get
right
around the guy.
You.
He's coming up with the crown of the helmet and busting Troy Aikman's chin wide open. Why did... Listen, we had this
technology. Huh?
We had that chin strap that was hard, that had a little foam or gel in it. It's been around for a while.
Right.
Why does everyone just have that?
They want to be tough. They want to show that they're tough. I guess I don't get it either.
I don't.
Did you? What kind of chin strap you have?
I had the same one Adam's talking about. I had the blue. Made sure that I'm protected. The real thick plastic.
Did the helmet ever come down on your bridge of your nose and you bust the bridge of your nose up?
Yeah, John Lynch, friggin', his nose was always bleeding. Johnny was friggin' phenomenal.
I think those guys like that.
A little
though.
Blood.
Yeah, you're bleeding a little bit.
I did.
A little professional wrestling going on there. Poor Gary looking for Jackie Slater's face mask.
What about some houses, Ace?
All right. What are you doing, Lorenzo? I know you do houses. I know you flip them. I know you own them. I know you rent them. Where are you at now?
He's a land baron.
Yeah.
You know what? I just bought another 75 cows, calves that are in Flemore, and we got some farmland down there. So, you know, waiting for the government to go to hell in a handbasket. So, you know, loading up and hoping for the best.
I'm moving in.
So, originally from Fresno, right?
Small town called Lemoore, California.
Yeah.
Predominantly agriculture town, cotton growers. Family came in from Fort Worth, Texas. And I knew my dad started getting into rentals, duplex, single homes, single family homes. And we still fart around with them. But I tell you, they're a lot of headache. Lots and lots of headaches. So that's why I'm trying to get him. We're trying to think about doing a 1031 exchange and starting to go in commercial now, because this residential is trying to get renters to pay you, and you're chasing them around. They don't understand. You still got to pay the mortgage to the bank.
Yeah,
and they're like, my dog
bank.
Ate it and the check, and you're chasing people around. You got your 25. You're like, oh, am I going to, you know, Well, am I coming home?
The problem is, I've figured out the word Lord in landlord. There's Slater's helmet.
There we go. That's the one there.
At the extra face mask attached. We don't need the one that's not it. Thank you.
There
oh, okay, Gary. Gary, keep going down retard road here. Okay, show me the picture of the different face mask, and then show me this one. He's saying it's the same face mask. Go, Gary. Put it up there. Come on.
You got he's sensitive. You got sensitive.
He's very sensitive. But put the other face mask up there. They're clearly different. Well, first off, they're a different color. But secondly, one is the flat variety, which is the only teams back in the day that had those were the Lions and the Minnesota Vikings had the flat kind of face mask back in the day.
And this one's like hinged out, too.
All right.
Gary, you're in trouble.
One is round and one has the flat.
And it's two hooked up. One is hooked up with it's two different bars. The second one, the big picture, it's two different bars, two exactly different ones.
Yeah.
The first one, you can see that it's one complete.
The center.
It's, yeah.
All right, Gary. You don't think those are the same, right? No. Okay.
We're sympathizing with you.
Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord.
Gary's not going to talk me up this show.
All right. That's a good thing. Go to aceontheroof.com. You can see those pictures, right? We'll show you Jackie Slater.
Oh, you know, put them up.
I'm just saying, has there ever been another guy in the league who wore two face masks simultaneously? And you'd think there'd be a rule. And you'd think if you wanted to protect your eyes, you could put a little piece of plexiglass like that.
Didn't Lambert wear a double, too?
No.
He didn't? All right.
He didn't even wear a face mask.
He didn't want to wear a face mask.
He didn't wear a mouthpiece.
They made him wear a face mask. All right, Lorenzo. So what I was saying is landlord has the word land and lord in it, and nobody feels sorry for the lord of the land.
I swear to God,
I have had it happen many times here. And here's Ray. Here's how you know. Here's how the law works. I've had warehouses and things that I've rented out. It's like, the guy just stopped paying, and it's been 6 months, and he owes you $50,000, and.
Sure.
Anyway, he's not going to pay, and he's moving on, and then you talk to people. Well, how do I get my $50,000? Huh? Really, nothing you can do. It's just good luck.
How does that work?
I don't know. Here's my thing.
I don't get that.
$50,000 is $50,000.
No question.
There's no fucking difference between you not paying the rent on my warehouse for 6 months or you just removing $50,000 from my fucking kid's mattress. It's $50,000. Whether you owe me $50,000, Donald Trump $50,000, the fucking homeless guy $50,000, the guy who hasn't born yet $50,000, the guy who was born and then died at birth.
Bring it home, preacher. Come on, preacher. Bring it home.
$50,000.
Amen. Hallelujah. I see it.
From one person to another fucking person. You know how many times I've gotten this? Well, listen, no one feels sorry for you. I don't care who feels sorry for me. I want my fucking $50,000. There's nothing you can do about it. There's $50,000. What if I just had $50,000 in a fucking attaché case on top of my car while I was walking around in the trunk and someone snatched it and ran down the street? Would they go, you can't go after him?
Oh, yeah.
Leave him alone.
How about this one, Ace? You can write it off. You could schedule appreciation. Just write it off. You gotta get it.
I swear to God, I'm gonna fucking start a law firm called Moving On. I just sit there and guys walk in. I was crushed by steam. Shake it off. Moving on. Walk it off. Keep going.
You're fine.
You're not gonna get it. There's nothing.
Nobody cares.
Keep going. Hey, the guys rent my warehouse owes me $50,000. Yeah, well, what are you gonna do? Nobody feels sorry for you.
Oh, and they'll squat on you too. They'll sit there, and the police got you. Got to wait. You can't just kick them out. You can't just go remove them from your. You can't.
Here's what I like.
You gotta call the marshals.
The law clearly stipulates that if somebody has an agreement with you to move into your property and pay you $1,500 or $1,000 or $2,000 a month or whatever it is, at some point, if that person decides to quit paying you, there's really just nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. And here's the thing. They can live there for 6 months and not pay you. The law's on their side.
Yes.
Where else does this exist? Like, hey, I'm going to go check into a hotel room and I'm never leaving. but I've decided never to pay, or I'm going to lease a car, and I'm you fucking lease a car, you miss four payments, the fucking guy comes with a tow rig.
No question.
Shit, I got to move that car.
Why? Why? Yeah, and I'll tell you why. Landlord. The wow. Lord of the land. Does anyone feel sorry for the Lord of the land? That, I swear to God, whether it's rent control, whether it's people just squatting, again, the law is on their side.
No question.
Why is there a law that says I can have a financial agreement with somebody and then just stop? I mean, it's like your gardener going, you know what? I know you pay me $150 a month to sure. do your lawn and whatnot. Anyway, I'm going to stop coming. I'm going to need those checks to keep rolling in.
Right.
Well, of course you'd go, well, no, I'm not paying. He stopped providing services. You are living in a place, and by the way, as Lorenzo said correctly, I can't go to the bank and go, hey.
My guy's not paying.
The Lord of the land is upon your premises. I got a little situation here. The guy's in the warehouse that I'm paying $14,000 a month on, he's not paying me. So, anyway, don't get your hopes up, but if and when he starts paying me, I'll contact you.
Right.
No, you have a fucking note. You know, I have to continue to pay on a place that I don't use because I'm the Lord of the land. It's happened to me two times in a fucking row. Why is there no... Why? The reason there's no law is because no politician is there. All the politician laws are like, hey, listen, we got kids with Down syndrome who should be able to ride the bus for free. You know, but the Lord of the land, no one's going to make a law for right. the Lord of the land.
It's crazy. And if no one changes this, especially times like now, like you're saying, everyone thinks, oh, you just got money. Oh, you can just, Ace, just write it off. Oh, it's not right. And somebody or a group of people, there needs to be a movement. Because if you don't, I mean.
Yeah. Good luck.
I know.
Good luck to Jesse Jackson to light a fucking candle. My man only made $38,000 right. last month collecting money from low-income people.
I agree.
That's the whole problem. It's our society in a nutshell, which is, oh, come on, you can afford it. You can absorb it. Really? You're doing fine. I've seen your Mercedes. You drive a nice car. Yeah. Stop worrying about how much I can absorb. Stop worrying about what kind of car I drive. Stop worrying about if I can afford to pay an extra 10% in taxes when I'm already paying basically what a fucking... 15 families are paying
no
right
question.
Now. Stop worrying about what I can afford and start focusing on the fucking criminals that aren't paying me what we've agreed upon.
And not just that. They get away with it. And it's absolutely no pun intended, but it's murder. They know that the system is broke and they exploit the system.
Yes.
And that's why I'm neither really a Democrat nor Republican, because I see the Democrats, they say, well, if you don't vote Democrat, you're going to lose all your jobs. It's like, you're not going back to slavery, but it's the mentality that people put in the perception of Republicans, or they're going to keep taxing you. Our country is coming so divided. It's just, you know, I don't know. It's just sometimes, Ace, I look at it all and I'm like, when is someone going to just put that stake in the ground and say, we need to know there is right and there is wrong? How can both sides come together right now? It's scary. Our country is so divided.
Yeah.
And it's insane.
Well, you know, there's always, to me, whatever the politicians say, there's a right and a wrong, just like there's an up and a down, just like there's gravity.
Sure.
And most subjects, you know, they turn into political footballs. They get kicked around, pardon the pun. But the reality is you know it's wrong for somebody to agree to pay a certain amount to stay in the building that you have a note on and then decide to not pay you. So the law should reflect that. And I would like to just go through the laws and go, all right, what's right, what's wrong, what makes sense, what doesn't make sense. But the ever-growing population of people that got their hands out and expect to live in Lorenzo Neal's apartment for free for 6 months, or for me to provide their children's lunch and breakfast for them, ultimately, they are not being helped. You see,
no,
you think, all right, I get to live 6 months rent-free. That's great. That's a win for me. No, it's not a win for you. The school and Corolla and Neil and Maybe, Ray. Can pay for my kids' lunch and my kids' breakfast. Well, that's a win for me. No, it's not a win for you. It's like,
just enabling.
It's like saying, it's like when you were playing ball. Hey, man, I got a guy who can go into the gym for me. I got a guy who can do bench press for me and squats for me. It's painful to do squats. It hurts to do the bench press. But you know what? I got a dude who's going to do it for me. So I'm going to sit over here, crack a beer. Is that good for you?
It's horrible.
It's horrible for you. Now, that day, it feels good for you. Fuck, I don't have to go to the gym because I got a dude who's going to do it for me. Big picture. You're going to atrophy.
Yeah.
You're going to atrophy. And before you know it, you're not going to have any fucking muscle mass at all.
I agree. And that's why I say the system is broke. I think that you have people that abuse the system. And I think that sometimes there's people that are in need. But how do you judge that? And where's the balance? Because I look at it just like you and I'm saying, if this is what you agreed to pay me, then pay me. Give unto me what's mine. I'm not trying to take anything. But also I look at some of the things like when even with Martin Luther King, he was telling the guys, he was telling the black community, telling people in his day, he's like, don't take this welfare check, because he's seen what it was going to do, because he had enough foresight to say, if you become codependent on the government, now it's going to enable you to want to move and want to grow. And now you see more and more people,
you're
whether
give it
black,
to the next
white,
generation.
Green, doesn't matter. They're depending on the government to save them and support them. And until you educate, until this country comes together and start educating the individuals and making them more astute about what's going on. And if you're going to help, if you're going to help people, at least make sure that they're creating opportunity to give them knowledge, for they don't have to depend on the system, because our system is broke. It's being abused. It's scary, but our money's it's scary.
Speaking of the system and bringing it back around to Ace on the House, we've talked about this with many guys, and I've had this conversation with others on this show and off this show. You know, Germany has this system. Ray, you're gonna explode with pride here, but they have all this apprenticeship and journeyman and all that kind of stuff. And they realize every high school student is not going off to college. And a lot of these guys need to have a skill, and they need to start learning it early. And they're having trouble. I was just talking to a friend of mine about some German companies. I think, BMWs in North Carolina. There's a few companies that are there. Now, they need to build out, but there's not enough trained people. They don't have physically the guys, the metal workers, the engineers, the guys who can put things together with their hands. Because what we've done, and this has always driven me insane, we've taken high school students and we said, look, we do this bullshit, no child left behind, everyone's going to go to college, nobody's going to fall through the cracks. Really? Because I don't see it happening. So you have a high school, you have a group of, just for the sake of you know, for an example, let's just say you have a high school and there's just 10 kids in it. And you go, all 10 of them are going to college. All 10 are going to college. Well, guess what? 5 of them aren't even fucking here today.
No question.
So what do you mean all 10? Well, I want to live in a world where all 10 go to college. And I want to live in a world where those 5 who aren't here, their dad didn't go to college. But they're going to, yeah, someone go find them, go get them, bring them here, and give the fucking speech to them. Now, reality is 2 out of those 10 are going to college. The other 8 are going to go fucking flip burgers at Wendy's or commit crime or fucking just sit around and get drunk.
Got to learn a skill. I agree with you.
It should be all 5 children must hang drywall.
Yeah, whoever those 5 are, go find them and get them into this class so they can learn some electrical and
but that's gone, though. Ace, that's gone. It used to be wood shop. It used to be all those things that we need. Those are things that are unmeetable. They're unchangeable.
Right.
And that's why when this schools and all these liberals say, oh, we don't need wood shop, we're going to cut. Those are the skilled people that we need in our trades.
Those jack-offs.
They can't build a plant now.
Fucking Sheryl Crow talking about, you know, when kids play the viola for 17 hours a day, it turns out their math scores are higher. Yeah, of course they are.
Would you do anything for 17 hours a day?
They can do stupid things. Right, of course, because they have 2 parents and they're disciplined and they're focused and they have a fucking viola and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, learning about music doesn't fucking make you smarter, and it doesn't get you a job when you're out of high school. Hey, I'm going to go into viola repair. It doesn't fucking work. What do you care about saving the fucking music so much? You're such jack-offs. Everyone in this fucking town, all they do is jack off on themselves.
I love Ace.
Knock it off. Fucking have these kids go through basic home repair. Let them learn automotive repair. Let them learn anything that they can take and then have an apprenticeship when they get out of high school.
And it keeps them disciplined. Yes. Even if you don't do it. And that's why I'm a big believer. And I'm not Mormon, but I love what the Mormon they do with their kids. They make sure they go away for 2 years to study abroad, to see what it like, the hard work, not getting what you want. Why do you think it's the most one of the most prosperous religions in the world? Right. And they have so much money because they stick together. Yes. They go and teach kids how to work. They teach right. work ethic. If you can't teach work ethic, you don't have anything. And even if you're going to go to college and be a doctor, still make these kids learn the basic. They don't have a change of tire. Don't even know negative and positive on the car. They got to call AAA.
I mean, it's over there.
Can't change a tire.
I mean, it's horrible. Look at the prison system. Do you know by the third grade, they're building out prisons by third grade proficiency scores?
Wow.
Our system is so broken. There's so many things that are go unlearned. And it's like, wow. So I'm not treating the problem. I'm treating the symptom. My nose running, I got to wipe it. I just treated the symptom, but not the problem.
Right.
The problem, we don't educate these kids, like you're saying, and teach them how to use a hammer and a nail and teach them skills. And what they're doing it all in the prison.
Right.
It's a business. It became a monopoly, the prison system. It's, I don't know.
No, it is.
We're going to hell in a handbasket.
The Mormons are the working class Jews is what it amounts to.
Lorenzo, Ray's right. And Lorenzo's right, too, which is, there's much more vocational training going on in prison than there is in high school. Powerful.
Very profound.
Yeah, they have to fucking go to the joint to learn how to build a cabinet. They should fucking learn that in high school, then they wouldn't go to the joint. Thank
Mom,
you.
What am I
Amen.
Get away
Amen,
from
Ace. 15.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my Lord, 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 Lord.
We're not on the farm. All right, okay. Let me give a little love to one of our fine, fine sponsors. Yeah, that's how we pay the rent around here. Wait a minute. I should stiff myself on the rent. Fuck me.
Don't pay.
Anymore.
Squat. Just squat.
Squat this place. That's fun. I'll go to the bank and just go, hey, man.
I'm not paying.
I'm a little short.
The dude who's using the warehouse, stop paying. And I go, isn't that you? Don't worry about it. He said no, so just hold off. At least 6 months. Nothing we can do. The Lord of the land. He cannot be punished. Encore, baby. Oh, man. Today's show sponsored by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, give them a call, 866-347-5748. Or visit their website at smartterm.com. You thinking about getting life insurance? You need that life insurance, man. If something happens, you got to take care of these people, man. I got kids. You know what I said, and I mean it. I don't know why, but I said, I hope one day to be wealthy enough to be able to lead the life my wife and kids live.
Me
that's
too.
That's what I'd like. That's what I'd like for me.
That's fantastic.
I'd like to have that kind of money where I could be one of my kids and live their life. That's right. Encore. So if something happens, though, baby, you gotta take care of them. You want more coverage? You got some coverage? You need some coverage? Encore Life Insurance, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information can be found at their website at smartterm.com. All right. We have a video question.
Oh, yeah. You know we do. This is coming to us from a guy named Joel.
Joel.
Hey, right. Adam, Ray, and Matt.
Interior door hinge.
My question
three
to
and a half
you
inches
about my door hinges.
Yeah.
About 90% of the door hinges in my entire house have this issue
Stripped
where
out.
The wear of the hinge is causing
Ooh.
The breakdown of it.
Ooh.
And the real issue
That's
is
a shitty hinge.
This stain right here. It stains it so bad I can't,
oh, it's
I
the
can't graphite. Get it out. And it'll ball
oh.
up and get on other parts of the carpet. And
wow, the hinge wearing wear.
I replace yeah. carpet throughout the entire
yeah.
house.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to know if I should just
yeah.
replace the hinges. They're about 10 years old. That's how old the house is. Or if I can take these hinges off and clean them,
yeah.
Or if I just need to replace them.
All right, here's the thing about hinges. Hinges, they're kind of like cars. They start at next to nothing and go all the way up to, you know, Bugatti Veyron.
Yeah, they do.
You know, that's an interior hinge. That's 3.5 inches. The exterior is going to be inches. And those are the ones that
have a different screw pattern.
They're rounded off as well, which the reason those hinges are rounded off on the edges and not sharp is because at some point somebody figured out we need a jig for the hinges and a collar for the router, and we'll do a mortise. And obviously
it's
when they're doing it, it's
round.
Round, and then you don't have to square it up with your chisel. Right. They just snap the round hinges in. Those can be found anywhere all day long. And the thing about the hinges is it's kind of you get what you pay for. There's $1.29 hinges and there's $80 hinges. Now, in the 3.5-inch rounded department, there's probably a ceiling on that. Like, you're not going to find...
And you probably have like 10 choices, too.
But
easy.
You're not going to find crazy high-end,
yeah,
super expensive, whatever. I don't know if there may be some ball bearings involved, but you're not going to find anything that's that great because it's rounded and it's interior. But there's certainly
standard stuff.
There's a lot of stuff out there. You get what you pay for. You're probably looking in a, you know, $6 for two hinges would be a nice step up from the $1.28 you currently have in the house. Pretty easy. Pop all the pins, back out all the screws. The new hinges will literally snap into place.
Right. Just take one off and take it and match it up. And maybe get a new screw pattern.
No, you don't have to match it up. Get a new screw pattern.
Yeah, because the three. Because the what
you can't get a new
pattern. Yes, you can. There's a bunch of different patterns.
I don't think you can.
What? Okay, Gary, Ray's going to be right again.
What do you want to go get? So you're talking about go deeper, screw it in deeper.
No, I'm talking about the pattern. The screws can be. You could have four. You could have
three.
One go in the middle, and then the other two go the other side.
I think it's a standard thing.
I'm right again. No, it's not.
It's not.
No, Ray 9. Adam 0.
Ace, I think I'm going to have
right.
to go with Ray.
You can go with Ray.
I'm wrong.
Listen,
no, I'm right.
I don't, here's the problem with Ray. Ray talks about shit he doesn't know all day, every day. If my buddy Kevin Hench said something,
I've
told you this a million times. If Kevin
Hench. Who's been right on this show when it comes to, like, to building stuff?
Who's been right? I'd say about 71% me.
No, you're wrong again.
29% you.
90-10.
Listen, pulling up in there, Gary?
I'm Matt.
Just look for hinge patterns, interior door.
We're going to run statistical analysis of every episode.
I love these guys.
This is what happens every fucking time with you. Give me your beanie.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Oh, wow.
Here's what I'm saying.
Wow.
In the 3.5 round edge hinge department that he's going to go to Home Depot and he's going to have
his
choice.
There will be different screw patterns.
Okay. So you think between manufacturers, like
yeah.
between Stanley
like Hager
and
whatever,
Hager, they're going to
yeah.
be different,
there'll
screw,
be different
pattern.
Screw patterns.
Okay.
And then they change them every 9 months anyway. You know that. It's like Nike.
What?
They change the pattern so you can't find them. Then they bring them back.
I don't know.
You haven't been doing
them.
Shit in this stuff for, except
them.
Telling other people what to do and go getting it. It's not like you're out shopping for hinges.
Oh, how dare you.
You're calling me up and asking me what to do.
Oh,
no,
you take that back.
All
Ray.
Right,
you
I take it back. You're right.
Who built this fucking console?
Yeah, what's this going on with the seam right here?
All right, well, listen, I wasn't, this is.
I think you did a good job.
You did good.
Look.
No, it's beautiful.
Could have done a
you
nicer
did.
Job.
You did. You built it. And it's nice.
Right.
I have
Why
to
don't
agree.
You two just get a room?
All right.
We're trying it.
Gary, I'm right,
this
right?
This can be Hold tougher
on.
Than.
Hold on.
This can be tougher. This can be tougher than Jackie Slater's face.
Oh,
right.
Look. Different patterns. Jack off.
What? No.
Look.
You're looking at squared
no,
off. You're looking at
I
4
don't care.
Inch,
all
not
right,
3.5.
It's 3.5.
It's all
got to
be 3.5.
Scroll down now, Gary.
It's got
to
be scroll
down. I mean, the other way. The other way.
Right
this way.
4 says 3.5.
Huh?
This one right here with 4 says 3.5.
Thank you.
Oh, let me see that.
Yeah.
Let me see
well,
that.
We got one.
Is it round? Is it round
doesn't
edge?
Matter.
Is it round edge?
The bevel edge.
Ah, quiet.
Round
it says
edge is the last one.
Radius.
God damn.
And look at the pattern
going.
On the other one.
It's all right.
Now
hold
go.
On.
Now go the other way, Gary.
All right.
I'm right
go,
again.
Go to the
far
right.
left. Go to the far. There you go. The last one.
All right. Are those all 3.5?
Yes.
All right. Lorenzo, apologize to Ray.
We're sorry, Ray. Ray, I went with you on that one.
I know you
I
did.
Did.
Yeah,
you're right.
You did.
You're right.
What else you want to talk about?
I still think it's a stupid idea to change the pattern.
All right.
All right.
You're right.
You're right, but I would keep the pattern.
Yeah,
why
you
change
could.
The pattern?
Because it's obviously something going on with the door that they're getting all wonky anyway and wearing like that and then throwing all the graphite down. So
But you're going to have to pilot a bunch of new holes.
Yeah.
So what?
I think that's why you're talking about changing, because when you do back the screws out, sometimes it loosens it. So if you do change it,
yeah, and I think the jam's all busted and that's why it's all funky anyway.
All right. So here's what we're going to say. All right. Pull the pins. You want to pull the pins or you want to change them in place?
Do whatever you want, Adam.
Okay. Fuck you. Pull the pins, pop the door up. All right, I'm going to take a step further.
Just pull the pin.
Make a little wedge for yourself so you can put the door, that little plywood triangle with the slot in it.
Right.
That you can drop the door in. Door's 1 3/8, so just make it like 1.5 inches, cut it out. Make a little door holder so you can lay the door down and not have to put it between your legs.
Yeah.
We're together on that. Yeah. You want to use a little wedge
or just
to keep it tight.
Put it in the corner with the wedge.
Yeah.
And then
you can
put
your
hinges
is,
on.
Take 5 minutes, take a piece of plywood, make a little stand, cut a little groove in it, and drop the door into it so you have a little door stand.
And make it like 1.5 inches and then put padding on both sides so you don't scuff the door.
Yeah, it's going to rip off when you're sliding it in there. It's wood on wood. It's not really going to fuck it up that bad. He's not planing it or doing anything.
Wood on wood.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Back the screws out. Find a new pattern.
He's
really
great.
Upset. You know what? I'm angry at myself.
You should
I'm really
be.
Mad
Chinese
at myself
motherfucking
right now.
Mailbox.
Okay.
I was right on that one, too.
Oh, what was that one?
Don't worry about it.
All right. All right.
I was wrong. I was wrong on that
victories.
One.
Okay. Pop the hinge.
I was saying I'm wrong.
The good news is 3.5-inch hinges with the radius corners are going to work on everyone. Screw pattern, same or not. If the screw pattern, I would match it unless it's sloppy. That'll save you a little.
Yeah, it'll save you some time.
Little pilot hole. And back the screw out. Number two tip. Screws back in. Buy like a $6 set of hinges. You'll get some better hinges.
Yeah, don't get the $2 set.
Right. Okay. And when you put them in, make sure you don't have them upside down so that the pin doesn't work its way out. Sometimes when you look at a hinge, it looks the same, but there's a side where the pin drops in.
Right. You got to drop the pin from the top.
Right. All right. Next question.
Next question is an email from Kevin in Sacramento. Hey, guys, I have paneled a small room in my house with oak, and it turned out terrific. For my next project, I want to panel the entry hall. My concern is that there's no way the squares on the walls will line up with the squares on the doors. Do you guys think this will be one of those things that always catches your eye and drives you insane? What do you guys suggest? Thanks.
We're looking at a nice entry hall with a nice looking dog and a nice radius door, two doors, big oak doors at the end of the hall.
With a drop ceiling and the dog. The dog is cute.
I don't know if that's
Why would you want to panel that?
I don't know if that's a drop ceiling.
I think it is.
It could be a molding with like light. No, there could be a light. There could be a window up top that's letting the light come through that way.
All right, you might be right on that.
Well, Adam, you're right.
Thank you. If he wants to do it, he did a nice job at his other,
I don't think he did that. Look at that work. Are you kidding me? Unless it's a kit.
Wow, maybe he knows what he's doing.
He really knows what he's doing.
Well, that's not that. First off, I'm sure if you went to his house and you sat in his banquette and his room in there and you'd see a bunch of shitty joints.
Maybe.
You'd probably be wildly disappointed if you went to his house and actually walked up on it, but the picture looks good. You know, it's like one of those internet dating services. You know what I mean? The chick looks
good.
Until
you get there?
Ray knows all too much about this.
Listen, I don't even know how to use a computer, so that would be wrong.
That's what I'm saying. All right. Here's what I know about taking things and lining them up with other things that kind of look the same. You either hit it on the head and line it up perfectly, or
it's
you
a
get,
visual fucking cluster of.
No. You get far enough off that it doesn't look like you tried.
Or you're wrong at some level.
No.
That thing up anyway, Ace, would you?
Look, he wants to do what he wants to do. He's going to go with the big square motif in there. That's fine. Here's what I'm saying. Let me give you
Well, he's trying to match it up with the door, Ace.
No, he's talking. I think he's...
He's trying to match... You want to play? Want to read it again?
Well, no. He wants to... The picture that we're looking at in his dining area are big 2-foot by 2-foot squares.
Right.
I don't know I don't know if he's talking about a bunch of very small squares or he's talking about matching the line, trying to hit the line up.
He's trying to hit the line up, but then he would have to mimic the squares also.
Yeah.
See?
I don't see.
Unless he's going to make him like 16 by, you know, 4.
The squares on the door are probably 7, 8 inches wide and 15, 16 inches tall, and it's going to be too busy.
Yeah, way too busy. So, you're not going to know where the door is. You're going to lose the door.
Right.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be like one of those Eschner paintings.
Getting out of the house drunk. Yeah. Like if there's a fire.
You're done.
And you're drunk. That's where they're going to find you, scraping against the paneling, trying to get it open.
And it's also going to make it look smaller. You think?
It is. Yeah.
Hollow?
It's too narrow.
Listen, he's on a wood roll.
Yeah, let him roll it.
Let him roll it. But you have squares. You keep the squares. You don't line the things up. That's what I'm
Throw
saying.
Throw some batch elder on it.
What I'm saying is this. I put my clock up in my kitchen the other day. Don't tell me I don't fucking roll my sleeves up and get to work. I put my clock up.
You got Ace kind of sensitive right now.
Where?
How dare you? In the kitchen?
How dare you, Ray?
Ace is a hard worker, Ray. Why would you do that?
He's a really hard worker.
I fucking undercut
my door.
I undercut my door the other day.
I did this too.
No,
look what I designed here, Ray.
I got to tell you, I had a great moment. I had a great moment. I had a, the Mexican cleaning lady, but she's not the normal one.
Uh-oh.
She's the one who works for like Mutt Lang, the record producer guy up the hill and blah, blah, blah. And she's used to that group, you know?
Oh, okay.
And at a certain point, she opened the door, tried to open the door that's down this long hallway with this big, long runner, carpet runner, tried to open it, and it hit the carpet runner. And she's like, I can't get into the closet because the door only opens like 8 inches and I can't. And I was like, oh, all right. And then I just went and sort of eyeballed it, figured it out, popped the pins, took it to the garage and scored it. You got to score it because you're cross-cutting those rails. And scored it, just took the skill saw out, put a little blue tape on the bottom of the skill saw so I wouldn't scuff things
up. You ripped
up.
It with the skill saw. You didn't get a table saw. You just did it with the skill saw.
I undercut the door.
Right.
You don't undercut a door on a table saw.
Oh, it was a door. I thought it was like a closet door.
Well, it's a closet door, but it's a door.
Okay.
All right, undercut it. Well, wiped it off, went back, dropped the pins in, popped it in. Goes perfectly. Just skims the top of the carpet. She like comes back like 5 minutes later. She goes, what happened? I said, I undercut the door. She's like, you did it?
Wow.
I said, yeah, I did it. And she said, oh, really? And I realized she's used to working for Rich Whitey, record producer guy, who can't change the tire and can't do anything. She's like, when did you do it? I was like, I just went and did it in the garage. She's like, oh.
Like, she looked at you like, wow.
Oh, I
loved
was this
you.
Close.
You made that's some big points right there.
I had to
just peel down the pants. Go.
Had to go find Lynette. Well, Lynette was home, but I had to go. Do you see what goes on?
Someone appreciates me.
As you know, I give you kudos. You have a great eye, and you can do it all. It's just you don't need to.
Yeah, that's right.
Ace just does it.
So I'm resentful,
but he does it because he wants to.
That's right.
He does.
I do it out of love and respect for the game. All right, so. Here's
great
the thing.
Long snapper too.
I was putting my clock up, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was just over this sort of header piece. And I thought if you can put it in the middle of, you know, the clock's 10 inches tall and you're putting it on a thing that's like 14 inches. If you're going to put it in the middle, you got to nail it. It's got to have 3 inches above and 3 inches below.
Right.
But if you're not going to put it in the middle and you're going to slide it down a little, don't slide it down half an inch. It'll just look like you fucked up.
Right.
Meaning, leave the gap at the top at 5 inches and have the one at the bottom be one
inch
and a half.
And
you'll go, okay, he did that intentionally.
Right.
So when it comes to lining shit up, either dead nuts on or miss by a mile. Otherwise, it looked like you were trying.
Looks like you fucked up.
And
you
just missed. Think about like a tile grout line or something like that. When they just miss, that's when you notice them. Miss by a mile, this looks like two different ideas. All right, what do we got here?
I say we go to the phone calls.
All right, phone calls.
Woo-hoo!
Grass wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. I've dealt with that shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, John. 38.
Lorenzo, how's it going, guys?
Good. 38, calling from Mississippi.
Yeah, bought a beautiful house. It was built in the 80s, and so it's got a lot of 80s, you know, wallpaper and shit on it, and we're now getting to the part to redo the den. and the den has that grass wallpaper on it. Mm-hmm. My wife has seen on Pinterest or whatever the heck women go on that people are painting that grass wallpaper and leaving it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, if you paint it, it has to stay on there for life. You'd never be able to get it off. Mm. I want to take it down. So how do I convince her to get that grass wallpaper off the walls?
Well,
and it's up to you, buddy. You're on your own.
Who's paying the mortgage?
She's at work right now.
Oh.
Yeah, we're both at work right now.
Are you? Oh, you're not a stay-at-home dad? Because
no,
you sound like it.
One of three houses we have.
Ooh, oh, winner!
You.
Winner!
Hey, John, this is good stuff.
I'm
winner.
I'm a landlord, too, Lauren.
Oh, man.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Lord of the land. So let's see.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of houses. Lorenzo's got a bunch of houses. John's got a bunch of houses. Ray, how many houses?
One apartment.
Ooh!
I got to pee again.
But do they have grass carpet?
Oh, and I hung up my clock. I hung up my own clock and undercut the door.
These two
see
been going at
did?
It. See what you brought? You got these two
Look
going at
I
it.
Did. And she came back and she said, "You did it?" I said, "Yeah, I did. That's what I do." Look at me. Where's Lynette? Look how I do everything.
Woo!
My name's Adam. I have shows and stuff.
Yeah, shows and stuff. Hey, John. The problem is you could paint over it, and then you still could strip it off, unfortunately. Now, if you want to keep this ruse going, you
that
could do
that. That was part of my idea. Yeah,
But see, I do like painting over a lot of this stuff.
I know
stuff.
Exactly what to do, and I'm not telling you.
You're evil. You can remove it. If you want to remove it, that's easy enough. I mean, you get the Hudson sprayer, the steamer, whatever.
Careful with those steamers. They'll get you.
Whatever. But painting over it, I kind of like. Why don't you give it a shot, man? Go with like a you almost have to go semi-gloss, don't you, Ray?
I'd go eggshell.
Put a kill on it, though, for a while.
Yeah, some kilts. Yeah, because I don't like the semi-gloss too bright, and it shows every flaw.
With a green, is it what color? So it's going to bleed through. You better kill it first, or is it?
Yeah, you got a primer.
Well, if you put that kill, that oil is going to stick it to the wall, isn't it?
But it's a primer, so you can put anything over it.
Right. No. John, here's the deal. It's stuck to the wall already. If you prime it and paint it, and the day comes when you get divorced and the trophy wife is not a fan of it.
You're going to give her the house anyway.
You're going to give her the house anyway, but you can still get it off. You really can. So don't worry about that part of it.
Besides that, it might look really cool. It really might. There's a possibility.
I agree. But, Ray,
You guys are killing me.
But listen.
We're kilting you. Get the priming, buddy.
Prime it, and I don't know, maybe semi-gloss, Ray. I don't know.
What is it, a kitchen?
No, this is a den. And here's the second
part. It's a den,
So the floor is in there, 12-inch wide heart pine. Beautiful. And all the trim is stained gray trim, and it's that beautiful tan, pine color. So what goes with that?
What color paint?
What dark colors on this grass, light colors?
Well,
I do one accent wall, then the other three walls, some off-white, because then it'll give you a bunch of pop on the floor and the jams.
Yeah, this
Done.
Is
so the accent wall behind the fireplace.
So yeah, yes. so you have four
Perfect.
Walls. You know, there's a lot of this going around. Well, it's something that I'm kind of
I do that in an umber, too. I would do that in an
new
umber.
To. Well, it's really hard to kind of tell unless you're there.
I got that kind of eye.
No,
oh, God. Here's the thing. You can do an accent wall. You have four walls. You can do one of them a sort of vibrant color and the other three a little more muted. Or leave the ceiling a different color and do the four walls
You always
want to
do
color.
The ceiling white, though.
Well, not always, but I mean, there's ways to bring a lot more detail out of a room than just painting the ceiling and all four walls the same color.
True.
Okay. Let's.
Are you going to rent? Is this a rental or what?
No, they bought it.
Are you buying this or renting?
He's living there.
Oh, yeah, I'm living.
Well, do what you make it beautiful.
Do what
your
wife wants you to do.
Yeah. If it was a rental, I'll tell you, hey, man, you're putting too much time in it and putting much money. But if it's your house, you just make it as beautiful as you want. And you got to make the decision. You're the head of the house, baby.
Yeah, except when she's working. Who makes more money?
I'm the lord of the land.
The lord of the land.
I love that.
Hey, who makes more money, John?
We both make quite a bit, so it's okay.
But does she make more then?
She makes more.
That sounds like...
She's a pharmacist, and I'm a newspaper publisher. We do pretty good.
You can fly. You can always fly Ray in there she over to your more. House. Ray will come in.
Send me a picture. I'll tell you what to do.
Hey. I'll send him the jet. How about that?
There we go.
Did she, by the way...
I'm coming, too.
She could never... Don't ever relocate to Los Angeles, because she could not work as a pharmacist unless she has a crazy nationality.
She's white bread. I don't know if
No. They don't allow... pharmacists that speak English in Los Angeles, in county, outside of the county, I think you could work.
What's your pharmacist license?
I've never been. I don't have a. I go to the Rite Aid, but it's always the crazy nationality.
Mine's Korean.
There's no such thing as a white pharmacist in Los Angeles.
Have you ever? I think you're.
I mean, there's a couple of 82-year-old guys down at the whatever, but they're dying off. They're all being replaced by crazy Asians.
I knew a guy named Joel who sold it to an Asian. So you're dead nuts, right?
Every once in a while, you come up and you see the 50-year-old white chick, and you're like, oh, maybe there isn't. And she's like, what can I do from you? And you're like, oh, where are you from? Fakakistan. And you're like, oh, okay.
Fakakistan.
I guess the dream's over.
Fakakistan.
I'm from Fakakistan. And like, for 10 seconds, I thought there was an English-speaking... I'm challenging you to find a white English as your first language pharmacist in Los Angeles proper. I've not seen it. The good news is, you know, when you're getting the herpes medication, they don't really judge. You know what I mean?
You're comfortable.
Well, it's like, remember...
I need that salve.
Back in the day when you'd rent porn movies... And there was like that place with the Korean family that ran the little video, whatever. And it's like, eh, he doesn't give a shit. You know what I mean, little Korean guy?
No, they're always like,
he doesn't know anyone I know.
One, yeah.
You're not going to tell. Gonna
lap.
It's not like, oh, hey, dude, didn't we go to high school together? It's not none of that. You know what I mean? It's what you want.
I got you. I'm with you.
It's a judgment-free culture. That's why, hey, listen, laugh it up. All the women... that do all the bikini waxing and shit, all crazy Asians. No chick is going to be like, all right, spread your, let me bleach your asshole. And it's like, hey, our kids go to the same school, don't they?
I got
to
push it down. Keep talking.
Would you know what I'm talking about?
No, I got you. I hear you.
Chicks will go in front of total strangers. These aren't gynecologists. Yeah. These are just chicks getting $12 an hour, like drop the thing, working on the bush, working on the asshole.
It's a fucking weird phenomenon.
Do you get a wax sometimes?
Hmm?
What? You can hear it, huh?
Do I do the wax?
No. But no, Ace, turn around and show him. His comes up to here. He's like a skunk.
I thought about it.
Here's my point. If you did...
Been Asian.
You would not go with a black guy that looked like you.
No question.
You'd go, I might know this dude from something else.
I get it.
That'd be black on black crime.
That's right. You go Asian. You always go Asian.
Go Asian.
That's true.
Little Asian dude, fine. Thumb fuck me. What do I care?
Oh, wow. Where is this going? Whoa. Ace, what's going on in this show?
What happened?
Just thinking.
Huh? All right. DraftKings, baby. Oh. DraftKings.com. Talking about football, baby. They got themselves a millionaire grand final. Someone's going to get $1 million at DraftKings.com. It's a new fun way to play fantasy football. One day fantasy sports, not the whole drawn out long season. And half the guys are out of it mathematically by this point in the season. Not with DraftKings. Pick a new team the next day. Make yourself some money, man. True story. Guy won $100,000 his very first time out. Matt, DraftKings, baby.
Right now, Ace on the House listeners get free entry into the Millionaire Grand Final. Enter Ace at DraftKings.com for your free shot to be crowned a fantasy football millionaire. But you gotta enter Ace today at DraftKings.com. For details on your free entry, visit DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
We got another phone call to get to, but real quick, I should tell everyone the podcast. It's burning up the charts. Ray and Lorenzo, new episodes every Saturday. Website, RayandLorenzo.com, and you can follow Lorenzo at Lorenzo Neal. That's his Twitter handle.
Thanks, Ray.
Also, me, Sacramento Crest Theater, doing the live podcast. That's tonight. And Fresno Tower Theater.
Fresno!
That's right.
You're coming to my house.
Tomorrow, Sunday night, we'll do the live podcast.
They'll be there.
They'll be serving Mangria at both showings, so enjoy. And I should also say, give us a little love, man. AceOnTheRoof.com. Click the PayPal button. Subscribe, and let's get Ray a house, baby. All right. Oh, good.
Uh-oh. What about follow me on Twitter?
Follow Ray on Twitter. All right. Line 5 dropped off, so fuck it. Let's bring it home. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. Thanks for supporting the show. And thanks for clicking through on our Amazon link as well. So, until next time, Sam Carolla for Lorenzo Neal and Ray Oldhofer and Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, Fondelier, and Gary Hefter. Saying, mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.